And so I did lose a bet. It was not on the Super Bowl, however. It was on the Carolina Panthers-Atlanta Falcons game, the first game that we played this year. So I'm born and raised in North Carolina, obviously a huge Carolina Panthers fan. My keyboard player is born and raised Atlanta, Georgia, obviously a huge Atlanta Falcons fan. We decided to do a bet that was more of a physical challenge. So my keyboard player is bald. Just going to put that out there for everyone. My keyboard player, Neil Tankersley, is bald. So look him up on Facebook. He's the bald one. But he can grow kind of the, like, pap ring. You know what I'm talking about? The kind of the thing around the back there. And so the bet was, if the Panthers won, he had to grow his hair out for 3 months and wasn't allowed to wear a hat on stage. So you can imagine how terrible that would have looked. But on the other side of the bet, he decided that I would have to go vegan for 3 months if I lost. At the time of this bet being made, now, the Panthers were 5-2, four-game win streak, crushing it. The Falcons were 1-6. At the time of the game, the Panthers were like 5-7, but the Falcons were 2-11. And so went into it with supreme confidence, and the Panthers just got absolutely crushed on that. But it's as of this recording, I am 11 days into my vegan adventure, and it is, I mean, I'm still alive. I'll put it that way. Eat a lot of bars, like protein bars, a lot of veggies. If you're not familiar with vegan, it's no animal products whatsoever. No meat, no cheese, no milk, no butter, no anything good. So I've still got about 70 or 80 odd days left, which is pretty depressing to think about. But I will prevail through the end of this. But I'm looking forward to a good deer steak after this is all said and done.